Hello, my name is Burt Bradley. Tuesday night I looked at the agenda that was out at the Welcome Center and I saw Burt Bradley on there and I thought, well, a lot of these ladies don't have the slightest idea who Burt Bradley is and probably are thinking, why is a man going to talk to us in the ladies session? But as you can see, I am not a man. my voice might sound a little bit like one now because it's kind of hoarse. But I want to welcome all of you ladies here this morning. We enjoy our ladies' fellowship. It's a blessing to me. You know, I am not always the president. If you have one of these ladies' fellowship booklets, if you don't see Mrs. Sauer, I and we see that you get one. But it's a rotating time that we're president. I did happen to be the first president years ago when we started our ladies' fellowship with officers. And then I haven't been... I don't know if I've been an officer at all, but anyways, I haven't been president again until I was vice president and then president, and I do consider that a great honor. I was thinking about what to say to you, and I asked Mrs. Sowell's input of what to say in regards to ladies' fellowships, and I thought about that some of your churches probably have ladies' fellowships, and some of you probably don't have ladies' fellowships. We would like to encourage you to pray about it if you don't. We don't know your circumstances, of course, so, but we started ours about 25 years ago in a very small building that was actually condemned, and it was two buildings ago from where we're at now, and in that small building, we wanted to have any kind of a fellowship. We had to go down to the basement, which was really a basement, and clean up mouse droppings and, you know, clean around and everything. It wasn't like now where we walk into the gym and decorate it up. You know, it was a preparation time to just get the place to look halfway like a ladies' fellowship might want to look. But we did it, and that's where we started at. The reason we have ladies' fellowships is found in our mission statement, which of course isn't here. They are to develop interaction among our ladies that results in rewarding friendships while creating an atmosphere that encourages true Christian character. I think this has been very helpful for us as we have grown in number. When I started at Hope, I think we were between 80 and 100 people, and that was in that little building I was talking about, and we have grown tremendously. I mean, there's people I'm thinking, are you a visitor, or are you here, you know? I don't always know. And actually, I, for one, find myself running around before church and after church so many times trying to catch up with this person or that person that I don't take the time that I should be taking to get to know new people. So at the ladies' fellowships, I know that some people do make the effort to do this, and I think it's a very good thing to encourage among the officers and ladies of the churches to seek out a table that has people at it you don't normally talk to and befriend these people and talk to them, and gives you a chance to get to know them on a more casual atmosphere than walking up to them in church and say, oh, hi, and stepping your foot in your mouth like I often do. Is this your first time here? No, I've been coming here for 6 months, you know, or something like that. I thought a good way to talk about our ladies' fellowships would be take a few minutes and visit one in progress. You will see some do's and some don'ts. We'll show you one don't that can happen at any ladies' fellowship, church activities, or church dinner, anything. The don'ts, they can help us think of better ways to do things, ways that we can encourage women to be part of our ladies' fellowship and not discouraged about coming to one. It's almost 7 o'clock. That's the time that ours starts. Let's watch now. I believe a visitor has just arrived at the fellowship.
Hello, my name is Sarah. Is this your first time at a fellowship?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's so nice to have you. Would you like me to write your name on the name tag, or would you like to do it?
Would you do that? My name is Bonnie.
No problem. And you can just set your dish on the table here, and one of the ladies in the committee will come get it and take it and put it on the table.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
This is what I've been dreading. Where do I sit? I guess I'll try this table over here.
Is this seat taken?
Yes, we're sorry. We're saving it for someone who might be running late.
Oh.
I think I'll go to an empty table so I can't be turned away again.
We have seen a friendly lady at the signing table and two things that could be done differently. One, the lady at the signing table could have offered to help her find a seat since she knew that she was new. And two, the ladies at the table could have offered to pull up an extra chair. Some other ways to avoid this from happening that we've done at some of our fellowships is to have you draw a number when you come to the sign-in table, and that tables are numbered, and then you go to that table to sit, and encourage intermingling a little bit more, too. Let's rewind the scene and see how things could be handled differently.
This is what I've been dreading. Where do I sit? I guess I'll try this table over here.
Hi, is the seat taken?
You know, we were saving it for someone, but why don't you have a seat? If she comes, we'll just pull up another chair.
Thanks.
Sure.
So nice to have you. Hi, my name is Debbie. Nice to
Hi,
meet you.
Debbie, I'm Bonnie.
Hi, I'm Tina. Is this your first fellowship?
Yes, it is.
Great. We are so happy that you came. I saw you at church, and I just have wanted to meet you, but I haven't had the chance. I'm so glad that you're here.
Me too. This is, looks like it's going to be fun.
It'll be so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that much better? I see it's time to start our fellowship. The chairwoman usually starts by welcoming the ladies and introducing her committee. She is responsible for choosing her theme and her decorating and the food to go along with that. She puts out a sign-up sheet about 3 weeks ahead of time with not necessarily the theme on it, but puts out there saying with a list, if she chooses like a ladies' tea as her theme, she can put out there dainty sandwiches and salads or whatever she would kind of like to have in the food that night.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight, and especially like to thank the ladies on my committee, Sarah, Jessica, Deb, Erin, and Susan. Do we have a first-time visitor tonight? Oh, we're so glad to have you. We have a small gift for you. Ladies, tonight our theme of our activity is every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Proverbs 14:1. Now, we have a little contest for everyone to do. Each of you will be given a bag. Out of this bag, you're going to take everything out and build your house. So you have about maybe 5 minutes to do it, and the first one that either gets done or the one that looks the best wins. And your prizes, ladies, first in line to go eat.
Oh, construction papers. We're going to need a good foundation, right?
So we can
use
this foundation. Yes, you got that right.
Oh, look. We have a chimney. Can you have fireplaces?
How are you at building?
I'm not very good, really. Have you seen my house?
No.
Oh, we've got crayons. We get to color.
Oh, I always like to color. You never outgrow crayons, you know?
I know it. I know.
Oh, we got scissors.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No. Oh, look. Oh, we got glue.
Maybe this is a hint. Could use this for something.
All right.
We're all done, ladies. The committee has chosen the winning table. And, of course, that winning table gets to go through the line and fill their mouth. And I also would like to call Joanne Folk up. She's going to be given. She is our speaker tonight. And she'll be on the house of building, how to build our house.
At our fellowships, we usually have a game, skit, or craft along with the main speaker who does a short devotion. Having a game or a skit or craft gets interaction, as you saw in our little demonstration here, and hopefully provokes laughs and just gets people to kind of know each other and relax.
Good evening, ladies. I'm so glad that you all chose to be with us tonight. And Bonnie, I'd just like to take the opportunity to welcome you again. It's always great to have somebody new. I also wanted to thank Mrs. Sowell for asking me to speak. It's always a blessing. They asked me to speak to you a little bit tonight about our verse, Proverbs 14:1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Are there any of us who don't wish to be known as wise? I think that it's a goal of every woman of God, especially as she approaches the latter years, that she'd like to be known for her wisdom, her godly wisdom, and not to be known as someone who tears things down. We especially don't want to be known as someone who tears down our own home and our own family. So when we consider the theme verse, we see there are two aspects to it. The first part is a very positive one, be wise. But the second, the other very negative point, don't pluck down. I'm going to begin with the negative so that we can end with the positive. I think that it's very interesting that God used the words that he did. Let's consider plucking down. Women are very good at picking and plucking things apart. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:15, a continual dripping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. So I'd like to ask my dear, 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 dear friend, Sarah, to come up here. My daughter went to camp a couple years ago and learned this little jingle about this verse, and she's going to sing it with me because I don't sing by myself, and I'm going to sing real softly so you can hear her sing. Okay? A continual dripping in a rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. A continual dripping in a rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. For the one goes drip, 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 and the other goes yak, 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 yak. For the one goes drip, 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 and the other goes yak, 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 yak. Thank you. Now that's not us, is it? Not. But anyway, none of us want to be known as that woman in that song. But if things are not going our way sometimes, we say little things. You know, we're not going to say anything, I hope, real hateful, but we'll say the little things that maybe, you know, hopefully they'll understand our point of view and that we're right and they're not. Like, oh, you're going to do it that way? I thought you would do it like this. But whatever you think. So he decides to do it his way, and it fails. And we say, oh, maybe you should have done it the other way. So you might as well have just said, you're wrong, idiot. But hopefully you won't say that. But those little plucking things, I hope none of you call names. I'm a name caller. I call my daughter, my 35-year-old daughter, is the secretary, I'm in trouble, in the office, and I still call her baby girl. I call my daughters all kinds of things, but I call my grandkids the babies. They're 6 and 8. My 6-year-old grandson said I have to stop that. But anyway, those are the kinds of names that I think are encouraging, but I hope that we don't use the kind of names that tear down, like, well, that was stupid, or, you know, other names that we won't go into, but I hope we don't do that. When we pluck away at our home, one little word at a time, one little attitude at a time, there's no communication left. So let's try not to do that. So now let's think about the positive side of the verse.
I'm sorry we cut Joanne short on her devotion. For the sake of time, and as you can tell, we've cut everything short. they didn't make the house. It was already made, just in case we had you fooled. We are, after our speaker, the next thing we usually do in order, and we kind of run things pretty much in order most of the fellowships, we take up an offering. And this is to help take the burden off the church for any decorations that we might choose to do.
Okay, ladies, it's time to take up our offering. This is to help pay for our babysitting and to provide for future funds for our other fellowships. You can pass the basket around while you eat. And if you're a visitor or this is your first fellowship, please don't forget to leave.
And again, we'd like to thank all of our ladies for coming. The game winners can go through the line first, followed by our visitors, and then the tables at this end. Let's pray for the food.
It's now about 8 o'clock, 8:15, and time for food and fellowship. We plan on the fellowship to close about 9:15. And as you can see, our ladies are exiting, but we're not quite done. Thank you, ladies. Next, we're going to have a question and answer time, but I'm asking the questions and I'm answering the questions. How appropriate. You can't ask me any questions I don't know the answer to. Who picks the chairman and who picks a speaker to do the devotion? As our pastor's wife, Mrs. Cindy Sowell, with the help of the president, chooses a chairwoman for the next year, giving attention to who has already chaired a fellowship and who's been faithful working on a committee and coming to past fellowships. Please, this is my own personal note, do not overlook women that are outside of the home, that work outside of the home, have tons of kids, or are mature, gently sane, not as young as we used to be. I fall in two of those categories. I work outside of the home, and I am getting very mature. Not maybe in my personality, but in my age. Mrs. Sowell determines who will do the devotions. Sometimes the associate pastor's wives do the devotions, but she also chooses ladies in the church. Sometimes she feels led for different reasons to choose other ladies in the church that she does feel that are mature, and she calls upon them. Mrs. Sowell then holds a meeting with the new, I have to read a lot of this, I'm sorry, with the officers and the ladies' fellowships beginning for the next year to go over their responsibilities. We don't just hand them a book and say, here, read this. She goes over it. The president, vice president, and we're all there, and she goes over their responsibilities. The chairwoman is usually encouraged to choose a theme for her fellowship and have that in mind ahead of time before she meets with her committee. This is to avoid too much confusion by having to choose from various ideas their committee might come up with. Sometimes a committee member might say something you think, wait a minute, where'd she come that from, you know? So if you kind of have things pretty much in your mind, you can avoid some of that that might hurt somebody's feelings, especially if you make a face. Diplomacy and kindness must be observed. This is hard for us, I know, sometimes, but ladies can be very sensitive, and the chairman must be aware of this. They are leaders and must lead the group. The worst thing that can happen is if a chairman runs roughshod over the feelings of those on her committee. We're all volunteers, they're volunteers, you know. You don't want them to hate working on your committee so that they won't ever want to be on another committee. The chairwoman should always be those who fully embrace the teachings and standards of the church, not rebels. You know, if you have certain guidelines in your church for the way things people should dress or whatever the case might be, they should be ones that adhere to that. Why have fellowship officers? Having a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer helps take the burden off of our pastor's wife. Each officer oversees one of the fellowships. She is not responsible to plan or to work on the fellowship, but to serve in an advisory capacity. The responsibilities of the fellowship officers are listed in our latest fellowship booklet. And you, if you take a booklet, you might find things in here, I like that, and then things think, that won't work in my church, or I don't like that. You know, just feel free to use it in any capacity that you could to be of a blessing to you. One change we recently made that is different than what is listed in our booklet, unless it was updated, the May mother and daughter luncheon that we have had every year in the past, we've opted to change that to every other year. Because when we have the mother and daughter, we let from, you know, cradle on up come to, and we encourage everybody to bring lost family members to that, their sisters, mothers, aunts, you know, whatever, to get them to come. And of course, we always try to include the gospel in that session. But okay, next question. How many women are usually on a committee, and when do they sign up? At our spring fellowship, which is usually in March, we pass around a sign-up sheet for the fellowships for the upcoming year. It already has the committee members' name on it and has slots then for them to be able to sign their name under the different fellowships. We try and encourage all ladies to participate. It is a great way to get to know other ladies. The meetings that they have together to work, to plan a fellowship, is a good interaction time. Why have the fellowships at church instead of at someone's house? Having the fellowships church helps keep things more focused on our intent, which is food, fun, fellowship, and the devotions in an environment that does not lend to conversations that might not please to the Lord. So we've pretty much stuck to that rule of having our fellowships at church. And it's really nice because all the ladies know how to get there. They don't have to get directions on how to get to someone's house that might live, you know, way away. And they're used to coming here. If they drive, we have people that drive an hour to church. They're used to driving an hour to this church. They're not used to driving an hour to someone's house over in another area or something. So it makes it much more convenient that way, too. What do I do when the ladies won't leave and committees need to clean up? I didn't have that problem today. My ladies were very happy to get up from the table and leave. But sometimes we get to yakking and we just are like, okay, we, you know, it's time and we got clean up and, you know, we've been here and we're kind of tired. And a way that can kind of help that is start cleaning up the tables. You start taking the decorations off the tables, taking the tablecloth off the tables. People get the hint. They might go someplace else and sit and talk, but you still can get your work done. That is all my questions and answers that I have. Some of you might have questions in your heads that you think, oh, I wish I could ask this. Well, you can ask myself or Mrs. Sow after the session. And we are probably getting done. I've got my phone up here just to tell you. Yes, it's only 9:15, so we are ahead of schedule. And so that'll give you time to fellowship, give you time to ask any questions that you might have before the shopping tour begins or the fun and relaxation. Thank you again so much for coming, and I'll close in prayer if that's okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the ladies that are here, Lord Jesus. I pray that they have received a blessing, a few laughs, encouragement from our skit and our little thing that we presented here this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Jen doing the sound and the ladies that were here doing the skit, Lord God. What a blessing, Lord. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for Hope Baptist Church, Lord. I thank you for all the church that are represented here, Lord. Bless these wives as they go back this week. Give them encouragement and uplift them, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ladies, let me encourage you not to be afraid to have ladies' fellowships. I've heard some of the things in the past. I've heard, well, we don't want ladies' fellowships. All they do is gossip at ladies' fellowships. One way we keep that ever from happening is, as I said, we have it at the church. So that's an environment where they want to, you know, do the right thing. And also, we always have an agenda. As you can see, we keep it very organized. This is what happens. This is what happens. Then you have this hour to fellowship. So there's always an agenda. We've got it all planned. And that makes people feel comfortable that are visitors, because they don't come into a group of strangers and nothing's planned and nobody's talking to me. If nobody does talk to them, which God forbid that would happen, but if nobody talks to them, at least there's a program going on, or they're playing a game together, or they're doing something together that keeps some interaction going on, so they don't feel strange and unusual there. One thing we find sometimes, and this still happens, and we don't have all the answers, but we have ours in the gym. It's big, it's intimidating. And if you come in as a visitor, you come into that gym and you think, as this lady did, where do I sit? Who's gonna, I don't know any of these ladies. Like I said, especially if you're a visitor, but even if you're maybe just a Sunday morning person and you really have not gotten to know ladies. But as I said, as she said so well, we try to make sure that they find a seat and we always hope that they sit next to one of our more talkative, friendly ladies, not the timid, shy ones that are not going to talk to them. And if I've instructed our officers, if you see a lady sitting there and nobody's talking to her, get up out of your seat, go over to that table, and start talking to her. If nobody around her is talking to her, then that's your job to make sure someone talks to her so she'll come back. Our ladies' fellowships aren't necessarily an evangelistic tool as far as getting them saved. We don't give the gospel at everyone. We never get too preachy or say anything that we think will drive ladies away, because our hope is if they've never been to church and have only come to this ladies' fellowship, it will be so wonderful for them that they'll want to come to a church service, and then the preacher can get really hard on them and, you know, maybe they'll get saved. So we try to keep it a very nice, friendly, wonderful environment where they want to come back. Okay, now I've got my little list of things I have to make sure I go over.